Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream. In the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look.
Yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest. Yeah. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging that gold, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree. Baby.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Stoney.
Yep, Stoney, she's wearing the gold today. Is that gold?
It's more like a mustard color.
Mustard. Well, I need a hot dog right about now. And then she got the, you know, ethnic beads on.
I'm doing it up today. I'm doing it up. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, I'm just wearing this old sweatshirt here. You just trying to outdo me.
As always. Yeah. Women always should look better than their man.
Whatever.
That's what you like.
That's what I like. So, you know, we're just going to do it up for you guys again. We got another a great subject today. We got a great viewer question.
Yep.
I want to remind you guys to go to rextv@gmail.com.
Right.
Send your questions, comments, concerns, whatever it may be there. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter at rextv. The Facebook fan page has really been very interesting.
Oh, yeah, guys. Thanks so much. You guys are sending in your likes, and you're asking, we're putting out questions mm-hmm. that you guys can answer, and we're loving the feedback. We're loving the opinions. We're loving, you know, that you guys are sharing just as much as we're sharing with you. You guys are sharing with us, and we really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, because you get to, you know, get to know how people think mm-hmm. across the entire
oh,
world
yeah.
and the country, and, you know, it's very interesting to have, you know, the men write something,
mm-hmm.
the women write something,
yeah.
and then, you know, a gay person to write something, then a straight person to write
mm-hmm.
something, and it's just very interesting, and everybody's talking, and everybody's not agreeing,
which is great.
Mm-hmm. So there's, sometimes it gets, you know, tension filled,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's all in good faith. It's all about learning about each other.
Right, and that's
know?
And that's what we wanted. We wanted people to start talking. You know, because, you know, some people can go through something and they don't say anything. And, you know, you just never know who can help out or what, you know, realize that, oh, I'm not the only one that's gone through this. Or that I'm, you know, someone is going through it now and this person can help them. And it's just a whole big thing. And that's what we really, really want. We wanted people to start talking.
Yeah, lack of communication is what's really destroying relationships, destroying
oh, yeah.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is always the key in anything. So, but we just loving all of this,
yep.
and you know,
keep it coming.
You know, the subject for today
Uh-oh.
Is actually don't be angry, you pick them.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
And we have a viewer question, and the viewer mm-hmm. wants to know: can you be true friends, or can you really be friends with someone who's attracted to you? So, I don't know about that one, but, you know, we'll address that.
Our opinions on it, because everything is pretty much our opinions and what we've either gone through or what our friends and family have gone through, and they helped us, we helped them. So it's just pretty much our opinion. Everyone makes their own assumption of or own opinion as to what they're going to do in their situation. We're not telling anyone to leave anybody. We're not telling anyone to stay with anybody. We're just saying this stuff happens, and there are choices, there are options for you guys to do whatever you guys need to do.
Yeah, choices are very important. It's the choices we make that ultimately dictate the direction our life is going to go in. Choices are very important.
That's why this topic is perfect.
It's perfect. So we're going to go ahead and get right into that. Don't be angry you picked them.
Yeah.
And this happens a lot with people who they go into relationships blind.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's eye candy, the person looks good, they're in need at the moment, they're in a needy type situation, they're vulnerable, whatever the situation is, they jump into stuff too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work out within a 3-week, 4-week, you know, 6-month period, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work out, and then they're upset at the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll say things like, let's say a woman meets a guy, and within 2 weeks, she start lending him money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, right away, you stupid. You should be lending nobody money after 2 weeks of knowing them. Okay? So this is what happens.
Okay.
They lend the money,
mm-hmm.
and they keep doing it. They don't get paid back, or it was never loaned to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now they break up, and they want their money back. And the person's saying, money, you know, you gave me all that. I'm not giving you nothing back, right? So then they'll turn around and say, I'm never helping anyone else again ever in life. So then somebody will come to you really in need, but because you were stupid with this other relationship, now you're blaming everybody else and don't want to help nobody else who may really be in need.
Okay.
So
I get your point. I don't all the way agree with the point.
Yeah, what else is new?
But I get your point.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, and primarily it's women that are in that giving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Women are givers. That's just, you know, what we are. We're givers. Givers, we're nurturers, But we're also sympathetic, especially with the one that we're with. Now, we have this thing, and I'm guilty of it,
too. Well, you went for 2 weeks. You don't know them.
But see, you guys roll out the whole big carpet. Oh, you're so beautiful, and I've never been with anyone that like you. We don't know you like because we just... You know, we're thinking that you guys would not do anything to harm us. We're thinking that you guys, we're taking you at your word because what do y'all say? My word is my bond. And then we sit there and like, okay, well, you know, he said he's going to pay me back. We're going to trust you. We're going to believe you. Now, if you are deceptive, that's what you got to live with. It's not our fault that you are convincing and that you say that you really, really need it for you got to pay this bill or your lights get shut off or whatever the case. We want to help you out because, one, we haven't. Because then if we did help you out, what would you say? She's so dirty and nasty. I don't want to be with her because she don't even help me out. She's stingy with her money or shit.
But I understand that. And why you got to make your mouth like that when you
because
I understand that, but you don't know anybody after 2 weeks. You meet people on the internet. Take another situation.
Okay.
They'll meet somebody on the internet and move in with them or let them move in with them after 3 weeks, a month. You know them on the internet. They're moving in with you after a month. These stories are pervasive.
Yes.
That's nonsense. It's not.
But you got to start somewhere.
It's not. We want to believe you. Have some common sense.
But you got to start somewhere. You can't sit there and say, okay, I got to be with you for a year before I do anything for you. You just don't. This doesn't make any sense in a relationship. You don't. You sitting there.
It's not a relationship. It's been 2 weeks.
But you got to. But they don't know if it's going to turn into a year. They don't even know if it's going to be a marriage. It might be. You got it. It's got to be 2 weeks. It's got to be 2 months. It's got to be 2 years. So you can't say that in 2 weeks. I can't sit there and say, well, you know what? We are together. You know what? I don't want to see him out in the cold. You know what? If I can, you know, give him $500 to go towards a down payment of the car, okay. But if now here's the part that I think that you get frustrated in is that when, and I agree with you on this, is when the 2 weeks, after 2 weeks, and then it starts going south, then they get bitter and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to sit there and say, screw the whole world and all that stuff. And that's the part I agree with because this is the part where the topic is very essential. You pick that person to do this with.
Mm-hmm.
And it even goes further than that. Even in a long-term relationship, say you've been together with someone for 5 years, you have a kid, that, to me, that's the biggest part of this.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kid or two kids, and then you two break up because, one, infidelity on his part, maybe, or he...
Or her part.
Or...
That's right.
Or you know, they just didn't get along, or you know, lies, or anything like that. Then this becomes really crazy, because that's when people start really getting mean and nasty. But you're sitting there like, but you love this person wholeheartedly for 5 years, 10 years, and now you can't stand the air this person breathes. Now you don't want to have them anywhere near the kids, which is his kids too. Now you want to take them to court and take them for everything you got. He got what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the part that bugs me, especially in the long term part of it. Now you all of a sudden you just flip the switch because you're angry. You picked that person to do all this stuff with. The kids suffer the most because now they got to choose between parents,
mm-hmm.
and they shouldn't have to. They didn't have to when y'all were together. Mm-hmm. Why they got to do it now? That's just the most. Now, that to me is crazy.
They should never have to choose between parents.
But it does.
People always using children as pawns.
Yes.
When they get angry and want to split the relationship,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case is. And, you know, I'm not going to generalize. Typically, women do that because a lot of times, women get the children and the man go on live separately and he get his visitation, pay his child support, you know, hopefully, or whatever the case is. And, you know, a lot of times when the other spouse, former spouse, is trying to go on with their life, one spouse ain't going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're going to use the kid. I don't want my kids around that B. You know, you don't have that man around my kids. And they go back and forth with this nonsense like they're not supposed to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're angry at a person that you picked to have a child with. You know, I saw a court show the other day. I think it was Judge Alex was on the other day.
Okay.
Alex, you know, right? So, on this court case, this woman goes to a club.
Mm-hmm.
She in court suing the guy.
Okay.
They met at a club. After 2 weeks, she was pregnant. They were engaged. After 6 months or whatever, now she in court suing them for money she gave them. Why are you pregnant from somebody after 2 weeks? Now you're angry.
And you back to
the
okay.
Right. I mean, that just seems to be
that.
People move so fast,
mm-hmm.
right? And then wonder why they get screwed up. So then she's afterwards on the interview after the court case, I'll never help anyone ever again.
Now, what is that 2 weeks?
Because,
let's just change that a little bit. What if that 2 weeks turn into 2 years? She was the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
She met in the club or however they met. In 2 weeks, she loaned him money and everything. And then six months later or whatever, they had a baby and they got engaged or whatever. And then
pregnant after 2 weeks,
and then they got engaged and got married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it happened to be they were together for 2 years
mm-hmm.
or 5 years. You know, what's the difference? My question is this. We don't know where that 2 weeks can go. That 2 weeks is going to go south, or it's going to keep going.
Mm.
So, I think that's where I'm hung up on.
Well, you shouldn't be hung up because, first of all, why are you sleeping with somebody unprotected in 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, that's
with
true.
The risk
that
of
goes,
getting pregnant
that
or getting some kind
saying.
Of deadly virus or disease
yeah,
or something.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
If you just out there and want to have some fun and sleep around, protect yourself. When you bring a child into the world without giving them a chance to have a two parent household, you know you're not going to be with this person.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. Say for example, you and I got together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always use you and I.
Yeah.
We get together, and 2 weeks after we get together, you say, babe, I need $300. And I'm sitting here like, so you're saying, I should be saying, no, I'm not going to give you $300 because I don't know you that well. Or it's only been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I don't give money out to boyfriends that I don't even know for 3 weeks. Now you can do the same thing in 3 weeks that you can do in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can screw me. Meaning, like, you can say, I ain't going to pay it back because we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that. They can say that. It doesn't matter to me the length of time. It's a matter of you not seeing the signs and saying to me, if I'm going to loan you money, I'm not going to really expect to see it back unless I'm like really, it's a large amount.
Then you know what they do. They always try to convert a gift into a loan when they're angry and bitter, mm-hmm. and the relationship has gone south.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to turn a gift into a loan.
Right, right.
Because they haven't been
we
paid back.
That too.
And now you got another person that they're seeing or whatever case is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're angry. And you got them in court trying to sue them for stuff you gave them.
Right.
What are you angry about? What are you angry about? Sometimes people don't know how to cut their losses, man.
Well, yeah, it's cut the losses. I mean, there's other motives of why they do that. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, would you believe people take people to court,
yep.
to court just to see them again?
Yeah, I believe
craziness.
That. I believe that. But also, too, it's also like, you know, you may have broke up with me. You may have cheated on me. But guess what? I'm going to make you pay. So they go back to court. They take them to court, do all this stuff. And then at the end, when they win, they be like, ha, I won. That's the other part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's another show because that really gets under our skin when that happens.
Right.
But my thing with this is that, and I've done this. I've actually, you know, I was married before, and I have a son. And I actually apologized to my son. I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I apologized because of my mistake. I chose a man that wasn't the material or wasn't the material that I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry, I'm sure, and he was definitely angry about the breakup. But I had to apologize because now I created a mess by not saying, you know what, he's really not what I thought he was. He's really not what I wanted him to be. Because I guess I was in love, and a lot of women do this, and maybe men too, you can chime in on that. But we're in love with the idea or the potential of what this person could be.
Mm-hmm.
And when they fall short of the potential, we tend to be, we're almost angry, but then we try to make up for that. And then when it really in our face to say, this is not working, we're going to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because we put so much into this person. We made it to where this person doesn't have to do this or that or all this stuff. And then they fall short of that. And so we get angry.
Yeah.
So
But all right, and that's an individual decision that you have to make. But you didn't see that until later in life,
mm-hmm.
when you see that you made a mistake, but was mature enough
mm-hmm.
to understand it was your mistake
right.
and not be angry.
Right.
I think that's the key.
That's the key.
Okay, you have to be at a point of maturity to understand the decisions that you've made. If they're coming back to haunt you, you've made them.
Mm-hmm. And they're in fact.
You can't blame the person that you chose
right.
or the friends you chose to be around or the person you chose mm-hmm. to sleep with or whatever because the decision is ultimately yours.
Right.
Yeah, we can be betrayed, deceived, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Right.
But all these should be learning experiences.
Right.
If you don't learn from it, you're going to continue to make the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn around and be angry.
No.
You should already know better.
Right.
The only difference between being dumb
mm-hmm.
and being stupid is stupid is forever.
Oh, my.
See, we all do dumb things from mm-hmm. time to time, make dumb decisions, whatever. Like, man, I should have did that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're stupid, you're just hopeless. I mean, I feel so sorry for stupid people because they're all over the place. And you wonder why. You ever look at a person and be like, you just like garlic, onions in your eye.
Garlic?
Onions,
wow.
whatever. You
okay.
be like, what in the, you think as they talk, you're thinking, what in the world?
Yeah, what were they thinking?
You know, so.
Oh, they weren't thinking.
Oh, they weren't thinking. So you get that kind of effect from people
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and it's like, you know, you chose to go into a certain situation, and then you want to blame everybody in the world. Or put your anger on them.
Right. Or that person. I mean, you blame that person for your mistake because you could have easily ended that situation a lot sooner. And that's one of the things that's happened to us. We stayed longer than we need to stay and make the situation worse. And you get angry because of that. You get angry because, you tried and everything. Okay, this person is not going to change. This person is full exposed, okay, and they're still not the person that you want them to be. You're still doing this, and you're still having to do this, and he's still lying, or he's still cheating, or he's still, you know, taking money out of your bank account and not telling you, and all this, anything. And it's this, you just have to say, okay, this is enough.
Right, because I was guilty of it. I mean, I became angry, and
mm-hmm.
you've been married before, I've been married before, okay? I picked a person who was, you know, totally hood,
mm-hmm.
okay? Who had no couth you know, about herself and different things. She had likable qualities.
Okay.
But in general, she was hood.
Mm-hmm.
She had no real ambition. She had no cooth about herself.
Right.
She didn't know how to watch her mouth. She cussed like a sailor and all these different kind of kind of things. And she came from a very, you know, abusive background. So she carried that with her and everything. And I came in, you know, and it, like this white
like
knight.
Sir Galahad.
Sir Galahad, this white knight. And you can't love a person more than they love themselves,
right.
or you can't want more for a person than they want for
right.
themselves. And I learned that the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me angry because no matter what I did, it never seemed to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't perfect by a long shot.
Right, right.
But I put everything I could on the table to make life better, you know, for her, for the children or whatever. And I always seemed to be falling short because there's certain areas that I just couldn't get past, you know. And it made me angry when all the signs were there early.
Right, right.
Okay?
Exactly.
You can't help her. But I wanted to stay and conquer it with love. You know, once you know how much I love her and she'll get past this obstacle.
And that's the thing.
You know.
Exactly.
And it just wasn't working.
Right.
And it hurt real bad.
Yep.
And it made me angry for a long time. Like, I give my all to somebody like this and this is what happened and blah, blah. But in short order, because if I didn't come to grips with that, you and I wouldn't be sitting here.
Right.
I had to come to grips with the decision that I made early.
Right.
There were so many signs in the first 3 months of us being together, the first 6 months. The signs were there. I chose to ignore them because something was standing straight up in the air.
And I chose
to stitch it somewhere, and I was having fun, and I ignored the signs.
Now, is that stupid?
You can say that, because I was thinking that
because you're going on, it's stupid, it's stupid. It's not that it's stupid, really.
It's not.
So it's not that it's stupid. We the matters of the heart. We can't help who we fall in love with. And I know it's so cliche, but it's so true. Because sometimes you hear people's stories and you're like, girl, you didn't know that was like, he was like that. Oh my God! And then you turn around and you're with someone and they do the exact same thing. You're like, well, but, you know, he's so cute. And, you know, when
you make excuses for him.
Yeah, you
do.
You make excuses and you pacify him and you look it over and you say, oh, okay. Or he'll come and do something and make you forget all about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fall into that trap. Everybody does.
Right.
So you can't say it's stupid. It's just the matters of the heart. And we have to learn how to say what's more valuable to us. You know, and I hear you talk to a lot of your people, and you ask them this, and I think it's a great question. What are you willing to live with for the rest of your life? Is it to have a peace of mind? Are you willing to live with this for the rest of your life? Because this person is not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do leave, if you do decide to leave, you cannot be angry with that person. Because you consciously chose to stay with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, to me, that's just the point of it. You can't be, you cannot be mad at somebody because you chose to stay. You're only mad at yourself, but you
take it out on them. And everybody else.
And that's not fair.
You're really mad at yourself.
Right, but once you get past that part, like, you know what, this was my fault.
Right.
This was all me.
Right.
All day long.
Right.
Because I could have been out there, out doing whatever I need to do, but no, I chose to stay. That's my fault.
Right. Right. And you just have to understand that that's just a whole different level of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is what we implore upon you people to understand is that, you know, the Bible, if you want to go to the Bible, be angry but sin not. You know, God himself knows that we get angry. And everything. Negative energy. So once you realize that it's you that made the mistake, don't care. carry that, because anger is like just bad luggage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it can sit around for a long time.
Heavy luggage.
Yeah, and you're blaming people that had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give people a clean slate.
Yep.
If you're angry and you go into a new situation, that person deserves a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't deserve all the anger that you've been dealing with for the past 4, 5, or 6 years.
Right.
That person deserves a clean slate. Let them mess up their own slate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
exactly
know, let them
right.
mess their own slate up. But you don't have the right to bring all your anger because either you was abused or molested
mm-hmm.
or cheated on or your mother neglected you or whatever situation is. Bring it and put it upon this person
mm-hmm.
and expect them to deal with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
don't.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
You know, yeah, it goes by so fast.
I know.
You know, just don't be angry if you pick them.
Yep.
Learn from the situation and go from there.
Right. So, let's go to our question.
All right. Well, we're going to have a viewer question here. And this question comes from Chloe.
Chloe? Khloe Kardashian?
No.
Oh.
Thankfully.
Say, girl, Chloe, you need to call me, girl.
Thankfully. Chloe from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Do the Kardashians live in Wisconsin?
No. I don't think they have shoes like they have.
Yeah, it's cold in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, can you just be a friend
mm-hmm.
with someone who's attracted to you? Is that possible?
I'm
going to let you start because I'm going to be real quick with this one.
Well, I say it like this. And I've been in that situation where there's someone that I thought was a friend, and end up they had feelings for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, once I found out about it, it was very difficult to be around that person
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I started to see certain things of before where I was totally oblivious from it because there's times where I'm totally oblivious to someone who actually really likes me. I'm not there. But when it came out, I could see where they were like the compliments and getting me gifts that were were inappropriate because
mm-hmm.
now I know what you're going after.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming after to like me and want me to like you and stuff like that.
Yeah, the intent is different.
The intent is different, right. And then once I realized that it was never going to be because I just wasn't there, then they became
what?
They didn't
angry?
Like, yeah.
There's that word again.
Yeah. The rejection.
Uh-huh.
And I had to be very, you know, cautious about it because I didn't want nothing to happen to me.
Right.
But I had to be very cautious to how I interacted with that person and to let that person down, like, you know, gently.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out, mm-hmm. but boy, I got this. It's so funny. I got this book that this person gave me, and I mean, he was writing poems about me. That's something that a girl does, my name and his name. Never
wow.
seen
yeah,
a guy do that.
Guys don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, then you could see where it was a light, airy poems. It went to dark poems because I told him that we weren't going to be together and scratch outs and all that stuff. And he, you know, left it.
Yeah, you had a real nut on your hands.
Yeah, so, but he wasn't a stalker. Even when I said it was done, that you know, we weren't ever going to be together, you know, it was a cut. But he just couldn't keep the book anymore, so he gave it to me. And, of course, I destroyed the book because I didn't want to be bothered with that.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't think that's possible to be friends with somebody who's attracted to you,
mm-hmm.
very much attracted to you, because they're always going to be looking for an end.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're playing your friend, playing your confidant,
mm-hmm.
you can go to them with everything, they can hang out with you, you can go to the shoe store with them or whatever the case may be, they're always looking for that end.
Yeah.
You know, if you're arguing with your boyfriend or your spouse, they're looking for an end there. If you're having trouble in your family or at the job, they're looking for an end there.
Mm-hmm.
And the end is always going to be if them needing somebody to console them,
mm-hmm.
them needing a shoulder to cry on,
right.
them needing a confidant, that stuff tends to lead to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to lead, I didn't even expect it. We just kissed and after that, blah, blah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you can't be true friends because they always got in the back of their mind, I'm going to get this one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to sleep with them one day, so one day they're going to be mine.
Right.
You know, Chris Rock put it, you know, it's a dingling in a glass case. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
In case of emergency,
yeah,
break glass.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're just hanging around waiting for you to break the glass.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's an emergency.
They know it because they feel it's coming.
It's coming.
And they got patience.
They got patience, but they'll wait around and wait around and wait around and wait for the opportunity. So I don't think it's possible to be friends with somebody who's very attracted to you, or you can't even be friends with somebody that you're attracted to.
Right.
And that's never going to work.
Yeah.
Either you be with them or you're not. Mm-hmm. If you're married or in a relationship and you got a friend that you know is attracted to you, you got to kind of stop that, wean that, and slowly. You got to tell them just straight, we can't be friends no more, so beat it, you know.
Now, why you got to have that voice?
Beat it, you know. You don't do that, but you kind of like wean off the relationship slowly, spend more time with your spouse, whatever, so you don't get yourself in trouble.
And yeah, you don't want a third party in your relationship waiting in the wings. You don't. The husband will get kind of like, why is he always around?
Why is he always around? Yeah. Hanging around here. You know,
exactly.
Did you do anything before?
Oh, and a woman, please. Oh,
right.
No, that's just my friend. No, nah.
Yeah, because women are real deviant.
Woo!
They'll be friends and come hang out with your wife and this and that. And, you know,
no. And
as soon as your wife is not around, they're pouncing on you.
Nope.
Women can be real treacherous like that. You know, so.
Yes, and that's why you just need to, like, cut it.
So, Chloe, to answer your question, I don't believe it's possible.
I don't either.
And neither one of us believe that that's possible. So we're going to end this show right now. On that note, we thank you once again.
Thanks, guys.
rextv@gmail.com. Also, you know, go to our website, linkcourtprod.com, linkcourtproductions.com. Get a look at everything we're doing there, the shows that we're doing, because we're a television and film producer.
Yep.
Our company is called Link Court Productions, and we're doing a lot of different things. So check out the website, linkcourtprod.com. We thank you, we love you, and remember, the key to successful relationships is to use your brain
and not your heart.
Relationship extra. Get at us.
Bye.